100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 19th of January, 27 degrees, a wind chill right now of 13, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Dee Schwinn, Friends of the Emporia Public Library. Dee, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
Outstanding. Well, thanks.
I appreciate the time to talk a little bit about the annual meeting.
Well, let's discuss that, because what we're looking at early February for the annual meeting.
Right. We have had it at the end of January, but we moved it to February 1st, which is a Tuesday, and it'll be at 5 o'clock in the large meeting room of the Emporia Public Library. They'll be getting a letter about this, but I thought just give them a heads up, and we haven't had the best attendance at our annual meeting, so I'm trying to do something to help that improve that.
All right, so what is all involved with the annual meeting, Dee? What is done?
Well, we review the year, and we've had quite a year this past year. We elect officers for the next year, so that's important to have everybody's input. We also adopt the budget for 2022, and we will be announcing our Super Friend for 2021.
Outstanding. If you don't mind, why don't you review last year from the eyes of the Friends of the Library? Because clearly this was an active year for the Friends, even with COVID-19 still firmly in the picture.
Right. They told me this is my last year on the board. You have to go off after a certain amount of time. And they said, why don't you be president? And I said, okay. Little did I know. We started with Zoom meetings, and then we talked about the fact that we needed a better place for the book sorting to take place. So we contacted the city, and the city granted us use of the building north of the library at 618 Mechanic. So we worked on getting that ready. In July, we opened our doors for donations, and the floodgates were opened because people hadn't been able to donate for over a year. And so we realized we'd need two book sales, so we had a book sale in September. Then we had another book sale 2 months later in November. And then we also had a record-setting participation in Match Day. So the Friends were very busy this year.
Well, it sounds like not only were you very busy, but very successful, right, Dee?
Yes, we were, because with our Match Day participation, and with and we used funds from the second book sale, we were able to help the library purchase the Charlie cart, which should be arriving sometime in February. So they're excited to have that piece, so as they go out in the community, they can use that to promote healthy living.
Dee, looking ahead to this year, you mentioned here with the cart coming in, and specifically on the book sales, are we looking at maybe instead of two book sales per year, are we looking at maybe a quarterly or maybe even a monthly approach here for those book sales, considering just how many materials you're getting in?
I'm not sure. That's something we need to discuss. Our first one is going to be the end of March. So people can mark their calendars for that, and I forgot to write down those dates, but we'll get that information out. We will have one then, and then we'll make a decision, but you're right. For example, last Thursday we got 50 boxes of books donated from one family. So you're like, okay. So luckily we have the space to put those before we sort them, and we have some good book sorters to work on that.
Well, yeah, 8, 9, 10 book sales a year, Dee, no problem, right?
I'm going off as president, so I'll just hand that over. That is something that we did talk about when we had that building, because we don't have to, you know, set up all those tables and do all that. It's already all set up. So it's something for our board to consider, yes. Yeah, but when we got the second book sale in 2 months, I had to give hats off to the book sorters who worked. They worked a couple of days a week instead of one, and we had enough books to make over $6,000 at that sale.
Yeah, great.
Outstanding. Dee Schwinn joining us again with the Friends of the Emporia Public Library with the annual meeting coming up February 1st. Dee, is this open right now to existing Friends members coming up here for the annual meeting, or can really anybody who wants to be part of the Friends get in on the meeting and essentially get introduced to the Friends at that meeting?
That's one of the things I wanted to emphasize, is that if you haven't been a member and you want to be a member, this would be a good time to come and see what we have to offer. I also want to remind current members, besides the life members, they are members for life, but membership lasts from January to December, so those who were members in 2021 need to get their membership in, and anyone who wants to come to that meeting, the membership forms will be available, and we will welcome you to the Friends of the Library. Dues are $5 for youth, $15 for an individual, $30 for family, and then we do accept any bigger donation, and membership is included.
All right, Dee, tell us again the date and time and place for the annual meeting.
The annual meeting will be February 1st, Tuesday, at 5 o'clock in the large meeting room of the Emporia Public Library.
Outstanding. Dee, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here to you and the Friends here this year.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks, Dee. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dee Schwinn, Friends of the Emporia Public Library, annual meeting coming up February 1 at the Emporia Public Library.
All right. If you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots every 7:15 weekday morning, we're full for this week. We are scheduling now for next week, and we're almost half full, so